Hello, folks, and welcome to another episode of Growth Digger, where we love to talk about everything growth, not just at the top of the funnel, but across the funnel through innovative customer experiences, top line traffic acquisition strategies, as well as how you convert traffic, as well as manage customers throughout the life cycle. Very honored to have Brendan with me today. Brendan runs SEO Optimizer for the last 15 plus years, and that's a digital agency that's very much focused, as the name suggests, on implementing SEO strategies that can help you not just grow traffic, but also grow revenue and your customers. And welcome to the show, Brendan. Anything you would like to add to your introduction?
Yeah, thank you for having me on. My name is Brendan Leibowitz, and I'm excited to share some SEO tips with everybody.
Wonderful. What we like to do usually is start with an example of work that you have done that has actually unleashed or fostered growth. So if you have any example or examples of work that you have done with your customers that stand out, would love to hear about that.
Yeah, I have lots of examples. Since 2007, been helping people get more visibility and more exposure online, but maybe a more recent one was a client I had 2 months ago. They had a website that's been around for a few years, but it was just hard for Google to read it, the way it was structured. They didn't have many pages, and it was really thin on content. And I went in and cleaned up the code, added some new pages, put the keywords in the correct places that Google wants to see it to help assign relevancy. And the next month, their traffic pretty much 10 times, which is really fast. I mean, it usually doesn't happen that fast, but
yeah,
they just had a website that was just unreadable, but they had some backlinks and some trust built up. So making some little tweaks here and there, move them up very fast. But usually with SEO, it's more the long-term play. It doesn't move up that fast, but that one was a nice win. Now we're just working on the website to make it more optimized for people to convert, because now that they're getting all this traffic, they're not getting the conversions because the website isn't the most user-friendly for humans either. So we have to tweak that and working on that now to get those conversions up to match the traffic boost.
Great. That's wonderful. And typically, what is the like, you've got such a vast experience in SEO. What are the top three things that you see are the major pitfalls when you go into customers and see that they have failed in doing?
Number one is always backlinks. Either people are building the wrong type of backlinks, they're buying them from low quality sites and getting thousands of backlinks from other countries, other languages.
How do you solve that problem? Because it's a very hard one, because obviously, like, you, to get quality out backlinks, you really have to have a really strong outreach, and then also, like, how do you do it basically?
First, we're gonna clean up and disavow all those low quality backlinks.
Okay.
That way Google hopefully stops looking at them and
analyzing you.
Yeah, hopefully, but you never really know. And then from there, it's just trying to offset it with new quality links by looking at their competitors' backlinks and try to replicate ones that are authoritative and have some relevancy. But from there, we're not going to get too many backlinks from our competition, but we have to start building new ones. And I like to podcast as a guest. That's a great way to get some backlinks. And that requires a client's time and energy, which most clients are not willing to get on camera, unfortunately. So can't always do that for them. But if they can, that's a great way to get on niche-related sites, or just trying to get on editorial websites that are niche-related, or their local business, getting them up on local sites like the Chamber of Commerce or the BBB or all these niche directories that are very relevant, but just hyper-focused to that area.
Got it. And what would be your number two pitfall that you see that people have failed to address?
Same thing, probably not building backlinks, building the wrong color of backlinks. Backlinks are always what's wrong. Usually it's backlinks, and then from there, the websites will try to put keywords in the coding, a title tag, or meta description. They'll do a little bit there, but it's still a lot of pages will be missing keywords in important places to Google on page optimization.
All the basic hygiene, that things like having optimized title tags and keyword focus by pages, and then also making sure that the, like you said, it's readable by Google, and Google is indexing it well, and then obviously giving you the rewards for the work that you're doing.
Yeah, that's a Big one is just making it easy to find, easy to read for Google, because Google can't read the website. They're going to get confused and they're not going to know what to rank you for, and they're probably not going to rank you, or they're going to rank you for the wrong keywords, which we don't want that to happen. But the third one probably would be just usability of the website, the user experience, because Google looks at how long people stay on your website, and if a lot of people just go to your website and hit that back button, it's a bad user experience. It shows a negative usability signal to Google, and we got to make sure the website is easy for people to navigate through, because that's trying to get you conversions, but also to keep people on your website so they don't just go and hit that back button and send that negative trust signal to Google.
Got it. That's good. And then one thing we are seeing, Brendan, across, I'm seeing it across even our customer base, and then also talk to a lot of people. Ever since the AI GPTs, ChatGPT, be it Gemini, Perplexity, all the utilities that have come out, lesser and lesser people are actually going to Google or Bing for finding answers, or like the search volumes are going down, especially in certain industries and special cases. How do you, what is your advice? Because it is becoming a very strong source of referral traffic. How do you address that?
Unfortunately, that's been happening since 2013, when Google put the featured snippets at the top of the page and just pulls that schema in and gives you the results right there for a lot of just informational questions, like what's the capital of the state or how old is this celebrity? They give you that answer right there. So Google's always been dropping traffic since 2013, and definitely hits more informational sites, like Wikipedia has been hit hard, and it's still one of the top 10 websites on the internet. So even though they've been losing a lot of traffic since 2013, they're still a really big site. And it's just trying to have that balance of like, all right, people aren't going to go to your website, but at least they'll see that mention that this was pulled from Wikipedia, and it builds your brand, it builds your authority, and hopefully people search again and start looking for less informational but more transactional queries, and then they find you. But yeah, that one is tricky, just trying to figure out how to adapt with AI and seeing how it's going to play out. But usually it's just informational, not really transactional yet, but we'll have to see how that plays out, because I'm sure that's going to change pretty soon. But yeah, just mixing everything up now with AI, and we're just gonna have to see what ends up sticking around. Is Google and just keep that stronghold that they have, or is ChatGPT going to take over, which I don't think it will, because to get people to change from using Google to another search engine is gonna be really tough. But it is nice getting that answer right there without having to go through all those websites and weed through them and just figure out what is this informational query.
The number of users, active users on ChatGPT now is actually higher than Google. So the daily users on, or queries on ChatGPT is actually higher than Google. And I think it's going to continue growing. And ChatGPT is not the only one. Perplexity is coming very strongly as well. And they are trying to become the answer engine for the world. So, you know, how it was like the search engine, now it's like really the answer engine. And I do believe that to be on top of your organic traffic game, one has to be very mindful of what the changes are coming through AI. And I totally agree. It's very hard to decipher right now. We haven't even been able to decipher how Google thinks in all these years. They keep changing the algorithm as well. But then we've always tried to keep pace with it. And I think with the AI utilities, that also is going to be the case. And you bring an excellent point, I'm sure, and I hadn't thought of it, but like Wikipedia, probably like the traffic to Wikipedia is probably dropping just because people are finding the answers through the ChatGPTs of the world, basically. But anyhow, and any parting remarks, advice to people that want to build a stronger brand through search and organic traffic?
Just patience is probably the number one thing. Is SEO is not immediate. I mean, that one example I gave at the beginning was a rarity, where
it's an outlier. It's an outlier.
But in general, just slow, steady growth. And even if you just see a little bit of increased traffic, that's still a win, and just keep working at it. Because a lot of people get discouraged and say SEO is not working, but they only gave it like a month or 2 months, and they're targeting like hyper competitive keywords, where it's just find low competition keywords that have high search volume and trying to hit those first, because those are going to get you the most growth the quickest. But then just sticking with it. Don't get discouraged if you're not seeing traction right away.
Got it. Great. Thank you, Brendan. Thank you for being a wonderful guest. I'm sure our listeners would have learned a thing or two from our conversation. And please stay tuned in to Growth Digger and future episodes as well. And thank you, Brendan, once again for being a wonderful guest.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.